Thanks for downloading this podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy wherever they get their podcasts.
Gentlemen, welcome to the 2021 Porsche Carrera Cup Asia, presented by XM Trade. This is the season finale, and can you imagine a more dramatic finish to the end of the season? So yesterday we crowned two class champions, Bao Jinlong from Team Shanghai Yongda, and Eric Kwong from Kitty World Racing was crowned champion for the Pro-Am and AM class. And even the more dramatic ending is that for the top two protagonists in the Pro Championship, the overall class, the Daniel Liu of Team Jepson and Su Yu of Team Porsche Holding are tied at the top with 258 points. So these two will be starting from second and third respectively in this final race. And starting from pole position will be Leo Ye from BD Crew, the double race winner from yesterday.
So a couple of cracking races yesterday have brought us to the final round of the season. Hello everybody, I'm John Hindhoff. It's a real pleasure, as it has been for the whole of this season, to take you through the action for the last time in the championship of the Porsche Carrera Cup Asia presented by Axim Trade. Of course, we will be back for the non-championship race at Macau Grand Prix in a couple of weeks' time, and we'll bring that to you live. A little bit overcast, temperature's decent, and I can tell you the atmosphere in the paddock amongst the leading protagonists, you could cut it with a cricket stump. Let's sample some of that down on the grid.
Welcome back to the last race of the season. I'm very, very lucky and honoured to be joined by the Vice President Marketing of Porsche China, Mr. Sky Chow, and President and CEO of Porsche China, Dr. Jens Puttfarken.
Hello.
Hello, welcome both gentlemen. So let me first start with Sky. Sky, can you please share with us, from a marketing perspective, what does motorsport bring for the Porsche brand?
Well, I think it's fair to say that everybody knows motorsport is in the DNA of the Porsche brand. And we as Porsche, we are a brand that is driven by dreams. And motorsport is where much of the passion goes in, as well as many dreams come true or even taking flight. Therefore, it's very important for us to continue cultivating this motorsport and sports car culture here in China. And we are very happy to see thousands of sports car enthusiasts and customers and dealers joining us and witness this grand event this weekend.
Fantastic. Driven by dreams. No better word can describe what motorsport means for Porsche. Thank you, Sky. And over to you, Jens. It's so great to see everyone coming here celebrating this weekend. It must be a really big day for Porsche.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic and a big, big day. We have the Porsche Carrera Cup presented by Axim Trade. We have the Porsche Sports Cup. We have the Sports Car Together Day to invite everybody, all our fans, all our customers, to the Porsche family and to party about our final event to the 20 years of Porsche in Chinese mainland. So we're presenting all our brand to the customers and to people who are interested to see it. So it's a very, very big day for us.
And it's all come down to this. 14 rounds have gone before and we have 30 minutes, 12 laps, 65 and a half kilometres of 40.6 miles to go. top four in the championship, separated by just 19 points. 27 points on offer. That means that Daniel Liu Wenlong and Choi Yue, who are tied at the top, have got to look over their shoulders for Yu Kuai and Liu Ye, who are just 3 points between them and 16 and 19 points behind, respectively. Lin Kang out of it in fifth position in the overall. But those top four, well, anything could happen. And Liu Ye is having a very good weekend for BD Group. Two race wins from pole position already. Ma Jinlong confirmed as champion yesterday over Xiaobi Wan, but it's tight between Zhou and Min Hong for second place in the Pro-Am Championship. Eric Kwong beats his brother Henry Kwong to the Pro-Am Championship. Li Xia in third position. So let's hear it from one of our championship contenders, Daniel Liu Wenlong.
Daniel, this is it, the final showdown. Yesterday, Choi Yue said he's going to fight you tooth and nail for the victory. How are you feeling so far?
Pretty confident. I know what I got to do. Stay ahead of Choi Yue this race. Already got the advantage being one grid box ahead and also starting on new tyres where he's on old tyres. So definitely have the advantages to my play. So I just got to bring it home and yeah.
And the tyre strategy this weekend is crucial. You heard Daniel Liu Wenlong there mentioning he's got new tyres. He saved a set of Michelin Pilot Sport N3s, the slick racing tyre, for this race. It was a very, very tactically aware but potentially dangerous strategy that yesterday he ran on old tyres. That meant his finishing position was compromised, but today at the front of the grid he's got a grip advantage. It was the extra point for fastest lap that brought Choi Yue level with Daniel Liu Wenlong on 258 points in the second race here yesterday. So there is pace in that number 86 car, the Porsche holding machine of Choi Yue. There are a couple of other championship contenders. The bright orange number 99 of Yu Kuai, one of two absolute racing run cars in contention. The other being the pole sitter, Liu Ye. Now they are slightly outside bets because they're a wee bit further back in terms of their points haul at the moment. But if Daniel and Choi Yue get so caught up with racing each other, they could easily forget the other two. And our spies on the grid, thank you for the information, my Chinese commentator colleagues, telling us that they believe that Liu Ye on pole position to the driver's left of the starting grid is also on new Michelin rubber. So the two front row starters on new tyres, everyone else on used rubber. So watch out for that BD car. That's another one of the absolute racing machines. They are on home ground. Let's just revel in the noise of the flat six as they fire up 18 4-litre engines coming to life to do battle around this 5.451 kilometre or 3.388 mile circuit. So let's have a look at the race headlines then. Front row start for championship joint leader Daniel Liu Wenlong in the blue and white Jebson car. And here's how they will line up, with Liu Ye looking for a clean sweep of the weekend. He's been very quick off the line. Daniel Liu Wenlong's a quick starter too as well. Row 2, also the joint leader. Choi Yue, Porsche holding alongside Yu Kuai, another fast starter if he gets it right in the 99 car. Lincoln and Max Weiser in positions 5 and 6. Nathan Liu Wenhu in the Team Porsche China number 911 car in 7th. Best of the Pro-Am runners, Min Hung for Toro, ahead of new champion Bao Xinlong. Bian Ye for Absolute Racing in the satin blue car on the outside of row 5. Row 6, Zhou Biwan will be second in the championship for Pro-Am. Yuan Bo is alongside him. Then on row 7, Li Chao shares that row with Eric Kwong, newly crowned champion in the Am category. His brother Henry will be second in that category. Hu Xiexin is alongside him. Li Xia, 828, and Jeffrey Z at the back in the number 69 car. Those are the two cars on the 9th row of the grid. And I sort of interrupted myself, but here's the race headlines. Joint leaders going into the weekend. So it would be easy to think it is just winner takes all. Best finisher between Daniel Liu Wenlong and Zhou Yue. But factor in the pole man, Liu Ye, just 19 points behind the joint leaders. And between him and them, 16 points behind the leader, Yu Kuai in the number 99. The top four on the grid are the top four in the championship. We will crown a champion today. And by the way, we've got another championship to resolve today, and that is the Porsche Dealer Challenge, where Daniel Liu Wenlong's Team Jebsen holds a 1-point advantage over Porsche Holding. That's the Toyue team, the number 86 car. With the non-championship race at Macau Grand Prix still to come, we are lined up. What started here 176 days ago here at Shanghai International Circuit will now be resolved in 65.5 kilometres, 40.6 miles. It's the final round of Porsche Carrera Cup Asia 2021, presented by Axim Trade. The lights are out. Great start from BD Racing's Liu Ye. He's done exactly what he needed to do. Toyue cuts across to the inside, leading into turn one, and at the moment is champion-elect. But here's Daniel Liu Wenlong, the two championship contenders, side by side, dropping down the hill from turns 2 to 3. What a start. What a start. Absolutely brilliant stuff from Liu Ye. Got a win to have any chance of leapfrogging from fourth to the top of the championship. And he's done exactly what needs to be done. Gets away then. Daniel Liu Wenlong back into second. The Jebsen car back into second position. The championship pendulum swings again. Not a great start from Yu Kuai. The orange car's dropped down to fifth position. That's been a heck of a start by Max Weiser. He's moved up a couple of spots. Barely half a lap completed then, and already drama at the front of the field. Toyue must have thought he had that done, but a great fight back from Daniel Liu Wenlong. Is that the move that secures Daniel and Jebsen the championship title? Remember, Daniel has a grip advantage. Toyue knew that he had to go early and try and get in front of that blue and white car. He managed it for a corner or two. Number 911 there, Nathan Liu Wenhu with the four-way flashes going, so he's had a moment. Down to the heavy braking area at 14 and through to the end of the first lap. Liu Ye, BD Group, doing what he's done in the two races before this. He leads across the line at the end of lap one. Daniel Liu went long in second place. At the moment, that's enough to take the championship. Liu Ye with the fastest lap has got new tyres on that number 22 car, we believe. So the first two with new Michelin Slick Pilot Sport N3 rubber. Looks like the 55 car has had a problem. That's Wu Jiezin. Alex back in the championship, stood on the podium in Am yesterday, third place, but he's into the pit lane early. So he looks like he's had an issue. Lin Kong in there as well. Lin Kong, very early corner, call it into the pit lane for Meidong Racing. Was sitting fifth in the championship before this race start, fourth before the race weekend. So not the way he wanted to finish his championship in that silver and blue number 12 car. So there's been a contretemps somewhere in the early lap. As it stands, Daniel Liu Wenlong would take the championship by 3 points. Max Visser having a little look to the inside at turn 14 on Choyue. Choyue repels that advance. Yu Kuai sitting in fifth position. The bright orange number 99 car unable to make any progress forwards. That actually dropped the position from his starting spot. The gap between first and second, 1.585 seconds. Liu Ye, unsurprisingly, at the front of the field, pulls out another gap. And a new fastest lap as well last time around. 207.155, not quite as quick as he went yesterday. But he's bringing those Michelin tyres up to temperature and pressure. Real danger here for Toyue in third position with Max Visser in the white, grey and red Toro Racing Porsche to have any chance of the championship. He's got to stay within striking distance of Daniel Liu Wenlong. And I would say at the moment, having lost over 2 seconds to him, that's not the situation. At least he's holding on to second place in the championship, although Liu Ye has pulled within 10 points of him if it finished like this. Toyue, is he playing a waiting game? Temperature's not too bad at this time of the day on the track and in the air, so maybe he's playing the waiting game. We have seen if you go too hard too early, you can't take performance out of the Michelin tyres. Very important indeed to be able to manage the tyre life. These races, about 40 miles, 65 and a half kilometres, just under half an hour, 30 minutes. It's 12 laps this weekend. Daniel Liu went long then, with the advantage in the championship. If the checkered flag was to come out now, he would be our 2021 Porsche Carrera Cup Asia, presented by Axim Trade Pro Class Champion. Locked up by Max Visser. Going into turn one, locked the right front, the unloaded right front Michelin up as he was turning in. Really tough entry to turn one as you are braking from very high speed down that front straight and turning at the same time. That's given Choyue just the opportunity to get a bit of breathing space. Got to focus forward. The Kwong brothers have been fighting it out all season. No No other family has stood on the top step of the podium for Pro-Am. For Am. At the moment, Eric leading from Henry. Henry in the black and yellow car has been in a decent run of form recently, but couldn't overhaul the advantage his brother had built up earlier on in the season. I suspect the family rivalry will continue. Looks like Henry is having a look down the outside. Through the far side of the circuit, the northern side of the circuit. Turn 11 through 12 and now onto the back straight for turn 13. At Minham, in sixth position, by the way, is leading Pro-Am. Loves to be amongst the pro drivers and is. So already we've seen problems and pit callers for Ling Kong in the Mid-Dong Racing number 12 for which is in the ZZRT competition number 55. And I think in the number 911 Team Porsche driver at China entry, Nathan Liu Wenhu has also had an issue because he's dropped a long way off the back of the field. At the front of the field, Leo Ye, with a view he is very accustomed to seeing this weekend, that of a clear Shanghai International Circuit ahead of him. What a last few races it's been for him. Knocked the fastest two laps out in qualifying on one set of Michelin tyres, and nobody was within half a second of him. And that really set the tone for what has been a very competitive weekend for the BD Group driver. BD, one of four cars this weekend run by Absolute Racing. Their headquarters and main workshop on the premises here on the grounds of Shanghai International. Ingo Matter's team working very much on home ground, although with other championships that they're involved in over the weekend, not everybody will be here to have witnessed the great run. Daniel Liu Wenlong in second place for Jebson, then Toi Yue. Toi at the moment not able to match the times of the leaders. 2:07.1 last time for Leo Ye. Daniel Liu Wenlong 2:07.3. With no Porsche Carrera Cup last year, Daniel Liu Wenlong, who lives in the Shanghai area, he raced last year in the China Endurance Championship. Best two results, first and a third. A couple of seasons before that in Porsche Carrera Cup Asia, and was selected for the Porsche Super Cup Junior Shootout in Portimao in 2019 when he was fourth in the overall championship. He's going to go better than that this year. Question is, will he be first or second? Well, Daniel at the moment holding on to the championship lead by 3 points. Gap back now to Toi Yue is a comfortable 4 seconds. Make that nearly 4.5 actually. So coming round to half distance next time around, the showdown in Shanghai Neil Yeh trying to spoil the party. Now, is the number 99 car coming to life as well? Flash of the headlights down towards turn 14. Max Fieser. We've seen Max be very quick in the Toro racing car at the beginning of races. Not sure what it is, but he hasn't been able to keep up that intensity of performance throughout the whole race distance. Just doing a bit of arithmetic in my head. You quite currently third in the Drivers' Championship for Team Star Chase. That might be under threat from Leo Yeh. Yeah, it is. Leo Yeh in third position. Sorry, take that back. Leo was already in third position. Yu Kuai was in fourth, of course, coming into this round. Nope. Listen to your first thought, kind of. Yu Kuai was in third. So at the moment, Leo Yeh, with three wins at the weekend, is bouncing himself up into third position in the championship. Told you arithmetic wasn't my thing. Team Ivory Bray, the 88 car for Yuan Bo, another one of the absolute run cars stalking at the moment the second Toro racing car. That's for 6th and 7th, Minhung. Just having lost that position. And Minhung in 6th, I should say, for Toro, is the best of the Pro Am drivers. He'll be loving being up with the Pro drivers. That is what he likes to do. Down at turn 14, bit of a late lunge for the orange number 99, and there's contact at the apex. Yu Kuai coming from a long way back there. Didn't really get alongside. Visa manages to hold on, reject the advances. Oh, he's locked up that right front again, at turn one. Big puff of Michelin tyre smoke. Dropping down. Big drop from turn one through two to turns three and four. The wall on the left-hand side giving a really good indication of just how much altitude they lose there. Big lock-up for Toyue ahead of these two. In fact, he's gone off. Toyue off at turn six. Second in the championship and not doing his championship hunt any good whatsoever. He's now being caught by Max Fieser. Meantime, Minhung in the other Toro racing car with the red stripe, a third of the way up from the bottom of the car. Min with Yuan Bo, the Ivory Brick Gear Cap, Ivory Bay Capital, the grey car. Right behind him, 6th and 7th having that battle. Meantime, Toyue in the black, white and red car. At the moment on for 2nd. Oh, losing the back end of the car there. Those old tyres are beginning to come back to haunt him. Used tyres. Strict allocation of new rubber across a race weekend. Slightly enhanced this weekend because it's a triple header. But you do not have enough tyres just to throw a new set of Michelins on a couple of times through the qualifying session and then have a new set for each of the races. That's not how it works. And Daniel Lu went long, and Team Jebsen played that strategy card yesterday in the second race. You didn't have a great grid position, so you might have thought a new set of tyres would have helped him. They decided to take the points that were on offer yesterday and save a new set of slicks for today. Man, that's paid off. Lost second position and therefore the potential championship lead on the first complex of corners to Toyo 8, but gained it back almost immediately and since then has driven away and is now 7 seconds ahead of his championship rival, who locks up going down into turn 6 where he had the incident last time around, and he's gone long again. The problem is you lock up a tyre and put a flat spot on it, that's the piece that's going to get caught on the tarmac. If you're just slightly too much pressure on the brake pedal, that wheel and tyre combination will lock up again and again and again. Number one, you'll get vibration, which is horrible. Number two, you're losing braking performance because it's locked up, which is not good for your lap times or your race position. Number three, you're wearing the surface of the tyre, and that may cause them even more issues later on. Two-thirds distance, and Leo Yeh for BT Group in the final race of the 2021 Carrera Cup Asia presented by Axim Trade has built up a 4-second lead. Second position, starting from the front row, Daniel Liu Wenlong at the moment with his eyes on the championship trophy, not on the win here. Doesn't have to win this race to take the championship with Toyo 8. Toyo 8 in third position. And that 3-point gap between these two would be enough for Daniel Liu Wenlong to pick up the trophy at the end of this race. Max Visser trying to spoil the party of Choi Yue, making an even worse day. Choi Yue did everything he could, I think, at the start. Got a rocket ship start. And now a big lock up into turn 6 for Visser in the Toro Racing Porsche. In a squeal of protest from the Michelin Pilot Sport N3 tyre. Well, not quite the championship showdown in Shanghai we were hoping for at the front of the field, but we've still got a little bit of racing to go. Daniel Liu Wenlong has not won since Ningbo round 8 back in September, and he won't need to win again this season if he stays where he is. 3 victories for Daniel and Team Jebsen as he comes down to turn 14. He's got the half of the back straight between himself and Toyo 8. Toyo 8 also 3 wins this year. Hasn't quite had the consistency of Daniel. Leo Yeh may be the man who reflects on this season and says, what if had a horrible weekend at Ningbo the first time around in early September, no points at all after being on pole for round 5. He won in round 6 and then didn't score again, didn't finish the race in round 7. And those two non-scores have really hampered his championship chances. He leads this race. You have to think, even if he'd been in the top 4 or 5 for both of those races, and it was an early lap incident, I seem to remember, at Ningbo, at the back straight chicane, that broke the steering arm with contact on his car, and he had to retire. But even top five finishes there would have put him in with a chance of the championship. For the moment, the closest battle on the track is Toyue. 3 points the difference between him as it stands and Daniel Luwen Long. Toy must know now that his championship is fading. It's getting a little smaller, just as the back of Daniel Luwen Long's team, Jebsen Porsche, is into the distance, and that's the championship disappearing down the back straight for Toyue. The gap now some 8 seconds, and he's just never been able to match the lap times of the two drivers that started on new tyres ahead of him on the grid. Great start, can't fault his ambition, but Toyue is not going to be champion this year. Been in the Carrera Cup Asia since 2016. Was fourth the last time we ran the championship back in 2019. Looks like he's going to improve on that to second, but we'll know that this was an opportunity that slipped away. And maybe Leo Ye thinks the same as well. He's going to end up third in the championship as it stands right now. He's on his last lap. Leo Ye for Team BD. China Endurance Championship for the last couple of years. In fact, actually going back to 2019 and 2020, did some Blancpain and some Asian Formula Renault, if you go back as far as 2015, was doing some single-seater stuff. He's going to win the race and end up third in the championship, ruining those two non-finishers at Ningbo. But Daniel Luwen Long is under 2 kilometres away from the championship in 2021. Brilliant, brilliant final round for Leo Ye. 3 poles, 3 race wins and 2 fastest laps for Leo. Just a point away from a perfect weekend for BD Group and for Absolute Racing. He wins it and he'll take home third in the championship, but the 2021 Porsche Carrera Cup Asia Axim Trade Pro Champion is Daniel Luwen Long, and Team Jebsen with that victory will seal the dealer challenge as well. Toyue, a valiant effort, but without the new rubber, he used that yesterday. Did not have the grip to fight the two cars ahead. He'll be third on the podium, second in the championship. Max Visser with, I think, his best finish of the season in fourth. Yu Kuai in fifth. Top six made up at the end there by the number 88 coming through Yuan Bo in the Ivory Bay Capital car, just knocking Min Hung out of the top six. But he will win the Pro-Am category for the second time. Both his wins this season have come here this weekend. Bajin Long, second in Pro-Am and eighth. Jobi Wong in ninth. And Bian Ye makes up the top 10. Henry Kwong from Eric Kwong in the Pro-Am category. 15 rounds spread over 176 days. And the 2021 Porsche Carrera Cup Asia champion is Daniel Liu Wenlong for Team Jebsen. Three victories in the season, and he's managed this last third of the season immaculately. Hasn't won a race since round eight. So really, pretty much the last half of the season, he's been picking up championship points where he could, not putting himself in danger, ensuring that he got the points required. And with some brilliant tyre strategy today, saving a set of Michelin Pilot Sport N3s, brand new for the Sunday finale, he and Team Jebsen are victorious and become the Porsche Carrera Cup Asia 2021 presented by Axim Trade, Pro Champion for drivers and the Dealer Challenge Champion as well. Let's head down to Parc Fermé, where Andrea has the first interview with the 2021 Porsche Carrera Cup Asia presented by Axim Trade champion Daniel Liu Wenlong.
Daniel, congratulations. You are the champion of the 2021 Porsche Carrera Cup Asia. You must be feeling really emotional right now.
Yeah, definitely. I don't even know. No words can describe it. We worked so hard all this year. It's not been an easy year. Had its up and downs, but it's just a finish year. Still unbelievable. No words, really.
And the pendulum of the season has swung back and forth. And how did you manage to deal with the emotions and the pressure?
Yeah, this weekend was a lot of pressure from the get-go, from free practice up into the last lap. I definitely felt it. It was hard to sleep last night, but we got there in the end, and no thanks to Team Jebsen and my team, my crew, and everyone in it that helped me along the way. Big thank you to them as well.
Let's look back at the season from the perspective of our new champion, Daniel Liu Wenlong, and Team Jebsen. The blue and white car, distinctive in its livery, stands out on the track, and Daniel's driving has been exemplary this year. Three wins across the season. Took him time to get into the winning spirit. Won at round five at Ningbo. Backed that up with round seven victory at Ningbo. And then was on the top step of the podium again. Just once more, round eight again at Ningbo. So that clearly is his favourite circuit. Since then, he's managed that points gap. Not been on the top step of the box since then. But ultimately, got the right number of points. So our 2021 Porsche Carrera Cup Asia, presented by Axim Chain, champion is Daniel Liu Wenlong, crowning a brilliant season for the Team Jebsen driver. The championship is over, but we have more action for you in a couple of weeks' time on the streets of Macau. Thanks to everyone who's made this possible in 2021. I'm John Hindhoff. Join us for the Macau Grand Prix Porsche Carrera Cup Invitational.